This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It is 12:33 at News Talk 1290 CJBK, and welcome to Ask the Experts as we bring in a very good friend of ours, Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com, the website that you'll head to. Lots of great information on the city if you're looking to move into the city, or if you're looking to just have a look at some of the areas in the city, maybe look around, see what her listings are, things along those lines. JoanBall.com, 519-672-9880. Joni, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and you?
I'm fine, thanks. You enjoying this elongated summer into fall?
I just love it.
You were up north last we were speaking, a couple weeks ago. Have they started turning up north?
No, they were just starting, and now I guess I've talked to a few people that are up there, and the Algonquin sort of Muskoka area is just in this weekend is going to be amazing for people who are going up there.
A lot of people very concerned that with the leaves still on the tree, if we got our first snowfall before the leaves set, then that's when we get the broken branches, along those lines. And so it's nice to kind of see that maybe fall is starting at least.
Well, here, I got an email from a friend in Saskatoon, and they had snowfall.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Not us. Good for them.
Yeah.
We'll all just blow towards the west and keep that system out that way, then, is what we'll do.
But I think we're going to have a pretty vibrant winter.
Well, you and I talk about just how the environment can help sell a home, and it's not necessarily seasonal, because there are some people that say, we could have a house for Christmas, while other people are saying, we could have a garden for the summer.
Right.
Or, boy, doesn't that tree look beautiful in the fall? Really, there when you look at kind of the showing of the house, Mother Nature plays a role, but not specifically by way of season. It's kind of person to person what they like.
Well, it does, but there are trends. We do have the majority of the activity seems to sort of ramp up in March of each year. This year certainly extended itself right through to the present time. We're having many, many multiple offers on properties, a shortage of listings. I can't keep a property on the market. The last one I sold this week was on the market for 24 hours with multiple offers. You know, so
24 hours.
Exactly. So that's what's going on right now.
Wow.
However, I will say, I've always bounced to those three things: location, condition, and price.
Right.
So if you want to get that kind of response, do those little things and little fix-ups to help your property show as well as possible.
Right. And again, Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. What are you advising your clients right now? They're with the housing market being as hot as it is, and knowing that you can probably get multiple offers and get more, while also realizing that means when you're trying to buy a house, it might cost a little bit more. What are you advising your clients?
Well, I always have a two-step approach. So when somebody's thinking of selling and then buying, we need to get out and take a look and fine-tune what it is that they are looking for. Because in many cases, the sellers are not open to accepting an offer conditional on the sale of another property. They don't have to. You know, they'll simply say, well, thank you very much. Once you've sold your property, come and see us and we'll entertain your offer at that time. And most of the time it's not available by that time. So there is a learning curve that needs to occur for buying in the area and just knowing what you want, where you want to go. For example, I have a couple that are coming in from out of town right now. And we just did sort of general education in neighborhoods. They had a very specific preference. And I told them that that neighborhood preference you have is not going to give you what your want list says within your price range. So here in this neighborhood, it will. In this neighborhood, let's go and do a drive around and have a little education as far as what you can offer. I showed them a few properties in those neighborhoods, and they were pleasantly surprised. It was not within sort of that walking distance they wanted in the Old South, Old North area. However, it offered them a fair bit because they were going to be driving to see the kids and the grandkids anyway.
Of course.
So for an extra 5 minutes, it really, you know, you have to sort of weigh that out.
I want to talk just about that definition of location, because it's a broad term in your guys' world. But what's interesting about that is oftentimes people say location as in proximity to, or location as in value of, location as in hot, trendy area. I want to talk to you just about how you start to work with your clients on actually narrowing down. When they say location, what do they actually mean by that? And we'll talk to you a little bit about that. We're coming right up to the break. I also have a question for you that's just come in, just talking about home inspections. And I know that now there's a licensing program that's in effect. Want to get the goods on that side and also deal with this question just regarding whether or not a home inspector is licensed or not. All of that coming up. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website, 519-672-9880.
There's just something about locally grown, organically stimulating, garden fresh conversation. And that's what we're serving up with Ken and Lisa.
Thanks, and keep it up. You make my commute every day awesome.
Sink in your ears and taste the talk.
Thank you for waking us all up out here. Really, you're great.
You're a little angel.
Really appreciate what you do.
The Morning Show on the voice of today's London. News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
It is 1241 at News Talk 1290, CJBK, as we continue Ask the Experts with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tryland Realty, joanball.com. Check out this website if you haven't already. Lots of great information just on what's going on with the markets in general available there. And on top of that, the glossary. And that's where I want to turn to you, Joan. Mm-hmm. And again, 519-672-9880. Oftentimes, people will use a term because they know it's real estate term, mm-hmm. location being mm-hmm. one of them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, people kind of differ in what their definition of location is. So some people, the story that you gave just in the last segment, these people said, well, I want this location because it's walking distance to certain places. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's part of it, the walkability. Other people will say, I want location by way of this is a trendy area. If I buy now, it will increase and everything. Sometimes people may just say, I want a place with a good location. Because that's what I know is a real estate term.
Yeah.
How do you help people understand when you are saying location, what you mean and what they may mean when they say location?
Well, I think it's really interesting to establish from a realtor's perspective what they don't know they don't know. Mm-hmm. So as much as they will give me their needs assessment, and I think that that's really important. Before I even go out with someone, I will sit down with them for a period of time and go through what it is they are looking for, get to know their lifestyle, get to know who they are. Are they downsizers? Are they a young family? So, you know, being in a neighborhood with other young families and close to arenas and schools and that are, you know, that fit sort of their lifestyle, their value system, perhaps, you know, that kind of thing. Are they looking at French immersion? You know, where is that going to be? What, you know, dependent on which school would they go to for that, or full French, for
right.
example,
yeah,
or,
yeah.
you know, really recognizing all those specifics. And then from there, quite often what I do is say, have you ever considered this location? Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to look at specific areas based on their level of knowledge, which may not be broad enough to consider those other options or those other locales. Also, many cases, it may be proximity to work. You know, if somebody works out on the Veterans Highway, you know, out in that area, then, you know, taking them to Kilworth or Komoka may not work,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So really, that it has to be very practical, but open up enough avenues to have them sort of fine-tune what they're looking for. And that's why it's really important, you know, when someone's looking at selling, to get that all tied down. First. And sometimes it's a very quick process. You know, it doesn't have to be a long process. For others, it may be, you know, sort of investigating what's out there, looking at putting in some offers, you know, if they're able to secure something before they sell their property. And sometimes in this market, that may mean a number of offers before they are able to secure something they want. And in the meantime, you're getting their house ready to go on the market right away, or even getting it on the market.
The other aspect of location is, for example, here just in behind the radio station, when these houses were built, were mm-hmm. built towards a particular demographic at that particular age, and they have a very interesting design, a unique design to them. Some people may say that's the location that I want based on that house style, not realizing, well, you're also close to a major road here. We can find you another spot with a very same house design, but maybe without the traffic that's close by that you may find more desirable. Conversely, you're close to the highway here, things along those lines. But sometimes house design factors into that, quote, location as well.
Absolutely. I have a couple right now where we're looking at something that may be a two-story or a split or a ranch because they need to have it for some longevity. They're downsizing. They want to have a master bedroom on the main floor that eventually they can move into. It may be considered a den at this point, but they want that flexibility to be able to gravitate and readjust the layout of the house so that it'll work for them in the long term. So, you know, that's very specific too. So you have to look at the clientele. And I have always told every client, we want to look at a house that's going to suit you for 5 years or 50 years because moving is very expensive.
Got a question that's just come in via text at 101290 talking about mortgage renewal and maximizing equity. Let me ask you this question. My mortgage is up for renewal. What's better? Have the bank assess through sales in the neighborhood or an appraiser need to maximize for equity?
Well, it's interesting because if it's coming up for renewal, depending on what amount of equity you have, the bank may insist on appraisal.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, certainly they'll have their own sense of what the market is. And you know, if it's coming up for renewal, you're probably going to have a somewhat of an idea, you know, or a fair bit of equity in the house, or, you know, certainly more than 80%, your mortgage is not going to be necessarily more than 80%. So, you know, really, as far as assessing it, I'm not sure if that's really necessary when you're just renewing your mortgage, if it's a straight renewal. So really, more importantly, you're going to want to know about, you know, what your rates are that you're getting, make sure that that's competitive, make sure that there may be some prepayment privileges in case you're maybe coming into an inheritance in the next near future, right, and you want to be able to start paying down the mortgage. You know, certainly with the new announcement about mortgage qualifying from the government, which is going to come into effect October 17th, you know, that's going to affect the new buyers, certainly.
Right.
They're going to have to find their qualifying at a different rate. Certainly, you know, sort of that that benchmark rate of the prime lending rate. However, they can secure a mortgage rate that's much lower. But I think the government is starting to recognize that we may have an adjustment to the market. There is a 15-year increase in prices. And in many areas of Canada, prices have tripled, you know, over the last 15 years. And I think that that's certainly going to impact on many of the buyers. But when you're coming to a renewal, I don't think appraisal is really, you can talk to the bank and get a better sense of what their format is. But I think it's more important to look at the specifics within your mortgage agreement.
All right. And we'll leave it there. When we come back, I do want to talk about this this idea of now that we have this program that has been put in about home inspectors and they need to be licensed, there's still a little bit of ambiguity with those that are still not licensed. Are they qualified to do that? We've got a question that's actually come in via email that we'll get to next as we continue our conversation with Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, 519-672-9880, joanball.com.
Coffee with no filter.
Ugh.
Your selfies with no filter.
Oh, no.
Tap water with no filter.
What? Ew.
But with Andy Udman, no filter is just how you like it.
If anybody out there voted Liberal in the last election, could you show a little courage and call and admit it?
Nothing held back.
Ontario's sliding into Lake Erie thanks to her.
The Live Drive, 3 till 6, on the voice of today's London, News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1251 at News Talk 1290, CJBK. As we wrap things up with Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, we'll try to get as much information crammed into these last 4 or 5 minutes. You can just jump on to joanball.com for great information there. Also, 519-672-9880. I have this email in front of me, and we do need to qualify this because this is an idea that keeps getting passed around. The government seems to think that we're going to go all in on this, and then they hear from people, and they have to kind of scale it back a little bit. But it has to do with home inspectors. And so Vern and Jean have a question. Said, I heard that home inspectors are not licensed. How do I tell who are the ones that might have some qualifications for the job over others? Well, because of this ambiguity of are we holding off and waiting for the licensing and where do we sit on all of this, this does become a very deep question to answer.
Absolutely. And just know that no home inspectors at the present time are licensed. Right. The government has certainly suggested for quite some time that that might come about. But right now, the sort of the best gauge is really someone who might be registered with an association, which requires for a minimum amount of education, exposure, supervised home inspection, that kind of thing, and insured. Not all home inspectors are insured. Mm. Anyone can be a home inspector at the present time. And do know that not all home inspectors, even when they become licensed, are always going to find everything. So part of the whole process is that they do have insurance for times when they mess up. They don't necessarily observe something. And certainly there's been cases of that through the years. I've been very fortunate with the home inspectors that I've been able to observe and put on my buyer's list. And quite honestly, I think that you get to know in the business, when I've been in the business over, 23 years. So you get to know certainly ones that through reputation or through exposure, who are a little bit more thorough, may have other qualifications. There's a few that are engineers, some that have electric, they were electricians, gas fitters, for whatever reason, they have these other qualifications. They are supposed to do a thorough inspection, but even their documentation will say that they can't see through walls, that they have a limited degree of possibility. So I would probably check on the association websites, and if anybody ever wants any of the list of different associations, there's just a few of them, but they can certainly contact me.
And another great point is to speak to Joan Ball. Ask Joan Ball, who have you worked with? That is good. JoanBall.com. We do have a question coming in via text that I'd like to get to from Al, and says, hi, Al. Hi, Al. My wife and I would like to have a larger, wider lot with an in-ground pool, but we also like more modern, open concept layouts. But with our 450K limit, we seem to be torn between older homes with larger lots and newer homes with a silver sliver of a yard. Any neighborhoods where we would have luck? Currently looking in Byron, Westmount, Delaware, Kilworth, Komoka. Thanks.
Well, I did show a few houses the other day. If you'd consider Hunt Club, there is a very, very nice one in Hunt Club. Does it have a pool? No, I guess it doesn't have a pool. But
enough land, you could put one in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have looked online for a few. And here's the thing. There may be some very some older houses with some nice sized yards. And I've gone through a few lately where the interior has been updated significantly and just show very, very well. So,
well, and you look at the trend over in Wortley Village, for example, right, where that's like the thing to do is to buy an older house, gut it and redo it yourself. That's kind of been the big trend in real estate,
right.
Over the last little while.
And I think it's important to really, look at the bones of the house.
Right.
I always say that a house that has a good foundation, good bones, was a well-built house, has some good quality products within the structure, then that you can change cosmetically very easily. And yes, you're right. Some of the older neighborhoods do have the premium lots, and that's really a favored area. It really depends on what you're looking for, but some of the areas out in Kilworth, there's some beautiful properties out there that have some of those modern feel. But, 450, you should be able to find it.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. And Joan, when people come up to you with this and they say, we have this limit, these are our specs, is that something that a real estate agent should be able to kind of narrow down and be able to take you to some houses? Is that that's something that you would be able to help them with?
Yeah, and sometimes I have to realize and help them realize that that their wish list is not realistic within their price range.
Right, yes, of course, right.
That does happen, you know.
Yeah. I want everything for nothing.
Yes,
make it happen.
Yeah. Well, me too.
yeah, exactly. But Al, hope that helps you out. Again, the 450K limit certainly gives you some options. Give Joan Ball a call. JoanBall.com, the website, 519-672-9880. Please, Joan, get out and enjoy a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend.
Absolutely plan to.
All right, Joan Ball again, Royal LePage Triland Realty. The website is so much more than just a contact for Joan Ball. Gives lots of wonderful information just on the City of London itself and areas of London that you may want to look into investing. 519-672-9880, joanball.com on Ask the Experts.